Hi everyone, welcome back to McKesson Idea Share, where the week is just about wrapping up. We've had a great time here, and we want to give a big thanks to everyone who made it possible for us to cover this event. We still have a ton of stuff to cover from the last few days, so let's get into it. So of course, innovation in pharmacy has been a common theme throughout the week, and McKesson presented their second annual HealthMart Innovation Award to an incredible pharmacy out of Billings, Montana, Farm 406. So we love hearing stories like this about innovative people in the pharmacy space who see a problem and immediately look for ways to help people and solve that problem for them. Kyle Austin from Farm 406 is one of those people. He opened up during the pandemic and quickly made his pharmacy the leading destination in the whole state of Montana for delivering COVID-19 and flu vaccines. They set up a mobile clinic and actually went out to deliver those vaccines. I think we so easily forget just how stressful our daily lives felt during the height of the pandemic, and people like Kyle and Farm 406 were truly heroes when we needed them the most. Farm 406 also supplies cryotherapy for local athletic teams, and just seeing people in the space be so versatile in what they can provide for their communities is very heartening to watch. Congrats to Kyle and Farm 406 for this award. It is well deserved, to say the least. And while Kyle and the Farm 406 team are doing some incredible work in their first few years in the industry, McKesson also presented an award to someone who is not new to this industry at all. Virginia Keller of Keller Pharmacy in Ponca, Nebraska was awarded the HealthMart Lifetime Achievement Award. Virginia has been in the pharmacy world for over 50 years, helping improve the health of multiple generations of families in her community. She's had a truly admirable career, and we know the folks in Nebraska would surely say the same thing. Virginia has dedicated so much of her life to the health and well-being of others, which is really one of the most incredible things you can do. So congrats to both Farm 406 and Virginia. And, of course, the Pharmacy of the Year Award was presented, and we will actually have a Q&A coming out with each one of the finalists soon on the Drug Topics website, so keep an eye out for that. Another big topic of discussion at IdeaShare, and really the pharmacy world as a whole recently, of course, is the upcoming DSCSA regulations as the Act enters its final stage this November. McKesson gave insights on how to be prepared for these changes, one of them being that pharmacies really need to make sure every drug that passes through their store has an identifier that allows it to be tracked through the supply chain. That's one of the big things. Now, staying on top of everything DSCSA related will make it so much easier for pharmacies to stay on track for compliance, and McKesson has a lot of resources dedicated to helping you do just that, whether that's helping you access your GLN or just giving more information about what exactly DSCSA will change and how this world will look after DSCSA is implemented. They have those for you. We at Drug Topics will also have an article on DSCSA coming out in the near future, so keep your eyes peeled for that. Now, one of the really cool things happening at this conference was McKesson's partnership with Two Guys Doing Good and Autism Speaks. In the giant exhibit hall where everyone was set up, there were some master Lego builders creating a replica of the Vegas skyline, and it was pretty incredible to watch them do their work. It was very cool. The skyline replica and other Lego sets are going to be dedicated to the local Autism Speaks Center when it's all done. And in addition to that, Two Guys Doing Good are also donating any excess items the exhibitors might have to U.S. vets. So there's really just a lot of good charitable things happening this year. Then we wrapped up our time here at the final night party, got to hear a live performance from Boys to Men, which was a very cool experience, and it was just a very good way to wrap up the weekend. A lot of hard work, a lot of great things. We're super happy we got to cover this. Again, we want to thank McKesson for putting this whole thing together, and we can't wait to see you all next year. So thanks for tuning into these podcasts, and we'll talk to you soon.